Hey everyone, welcome to the huddle. It is great to talk to you today. We just announced earnings and we have some really exciting news with top line growth and gains in market share. And there's a lot that the company's doing to help customers all this year. And we've got a lot of great plans. But I want to first talk with Seth Dallaire. Seth is our Chief Revenue Officer. And Seth, you've been with the company now about 6 months?
6 months, actually, this week, yeah.
All right, congratulations
on
the first half year.
Yeah.
But Seth has had a long career in e-commerce and advertising, digital media, and, you know, I'd love to talk to you about that in just a second. But, you know, I just want to remind everyone that there is just so much going on, and right now we're trying to serve customers with a period of inflation. There's a war going on. We still have the pandemic in parts of the country that are facing some increased case counts. So let's all be really careful. And I just want to say thanks again for what you've done in the quarter and what you continue to do. It's making a real difference. So Seth, you know, the whole team really worked hard this quarter. A lot of different dynamics coming at us from all directions. But yeah, I'd love to start with, you know, what you do as the Chief Revenue Officer and a bit about your background.
Sure. And thanks. And thank you to all the associates out there who've worked so hard over the quarter. In my role here at Walmart as Chief Revenue Officer, I look after three lines of business. So the first being membership, which is the Walmart Plus program. Second being the advertising business, which is Walmart Connect. And the third is our data business, which is Data Ventures. I joined Walmart from Instacart, where for 2 years prior, I was the Chief Revenue Officer. And prior to Instacart, I was at Amazon for 8 years. I've spent 20 years in e-com, advertising, data, some variant of that. I love retail. I love e-commerce. I love merchandising and advertising. So this role at Walmart is like perfectly suited for me, and I'm just excited to be here.
So Seth, I'd love to just take a second and talk about where you grew up, how you grew up, what led you to the space that you got into.
I grew up on the West Coast. I was raised in Seattle. I'm a native Californian. I still live in California, but I really got my job, I guess, my first media job, throwing newspapers, if that makes sense. Yeah, and that was my first job. I loved it, and I've always had an interest in media, and digital media was really what career-wise interested me the most. And I've been pretty consistent with that interest through my career and then just hobbies and stuff like that. I just love the space. It's fun. I'm intellectually curious about it. I'm getting used to Arkansas. I'm visiting a ton. I love Bentonville and spending time with my peers out there as well and learning about the retail business and what has made Walmart so successful. Just that, the intellectual exercise of learning is a lot of fun for me. And your team, John, and other leaders out there who've shared what they know with me in my onboarding process has just been awesome.
So one of the things that I think most people would love about Seth is you're really curious. And have you always been that way? Did your mom teach you to be that way? Were you born that way? Was it something else?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to learn about something, you have to ask the questions. You have to find or seek out people who know what they're doing, who have like subject matter expertise. And I've always taken that approach, whether it's playing sports. You know, you want to find the best people or the best coaches that are going to teach you how to play sports. That was a big part of my upbringing. Or, you know, it could be more academic exercises. But really here, I don't know who taught it to me. It's probably more me interested in being competitive and just being the best or understanding the most. Or using information that's just going to help me be more successful. So I think it's more innate than anything else.
Well, sometimes things are.
But I'll you know, my mom can take the credit. I'll give mom
credit. Of course, give mom the credit. Yeah. But, you know, one of the things that I do see, to be completely serious, that I see you do a lot is asking questions as a form of leadership and managing teams. So, you know, it's easy to come into an organization in a space you know, and just explain it, this is the way it is, this is the way it works, let's go do that. But you haven't done that. You've been really focused on learning and helping people integrate at the same time. And is that something that you've always done, or is that just your style, or have you learned to do that?
Well, I would say that I've learned to do it, but it's also intentional and part of my style. I'm not so presumptuous to think that I know everything. And I have to say, you know, Walmart is Fortune 1. It's the best retailer and the biggest retailer. And there are so many things that I can learn about what has made the company so successful. I can't assume that everything I've done that's got me to where I am today is going to work here. And there are certain things that and experiences that I've had that I think will be useful, but complementary to other great things that other people are doing. So if I want to model that example for people in my team and other people who are joining Walmart. We have a ton of hiring to do in our org. We have a lot of people in my organization who are new, who haven't been here at Walmart for a long time. And they need to see other leaders asking the same questions or behaving in ways that show curiosity or reverence for all of the things that have made Walmart so successful over the, you know, almost 60 years of the business
that's right.
so far.
Yeah, it's 60 years this year, and what's always been constant the entire time I've been at Walmart, I've been here almost half that time, 29 years this year, is we are always seeking ways to change and change on behalf of customers. Customers are always changing, so whether you're first, second, third, or fourth in whatever you do, you're not entitled to stay there because the world is changing, the customers are changing. So having a chief revenue officer for us is the first time we've had the position, but it's important to have that because it's also symbolic of the way that we're changing as a business. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna continue to focus on serving people's needs in retail, which can be in the store, at the curb, at their home, in their home, in many markets. Mm-hmm. But things like Walmart Connect, where we connect buyers, sellers, and suppliers on a platform, is actually good for everyone. And to do that well, we needed somebody with your expertise and background to be able to pull this together and bring in the right talent.
Yeah, and I love that space. I see many similarities to that Connect business to the traditional merchandising business. And if there are ways that we can help suppliers get in front of Walmart customers to learn about new products, innovation, better pricing, better delivery options, those are the types of things that you know, are in the spirit of our mission, saving money, helping customers save money and live better. And our suppliers, they want to also do those same things. And if we allow them the opportunity to merchandise their products and speak to our customers that way, they will do it. And the benefit to that is that it will also help us grow our margins. You know, these are new businesses here in the industry, really. At Walmart, they're particularly new. The team has had a lot of success prior to me joining. We still have a lot of opportunity in front of us and a long runway for this business. So I'm really excited about it. And so are our suppliers.
Yeah, I'm smiling because every day there's always something else you can do or something else you can change or more we can do.
That's the truth.
We walk the site together. We sit at a desk and walk the site. We walk stores together. We talk to customers. Earlier today, we were with a group of our leaders who are out in a market that we're in, and they're doing visits in people's homes with them to continue to learn what's new, what's different, what are people looking for. That's merchandising. That's what makes it so much fun. You know, and then, you know, getting to know customers, being able to serve them intuitively and taking the friction away, that's Walmart Plus. We're trying to help people save time and save money. So if you join and you are a delivery customer, it doesn't take many deliveries until you paid for your membership. If you're using the fuel benefit, it just went to 10 cents in many states across the country. That doesn't take long until you've earned the feedback. So it's a great value for really for everyone.
Oh, and on target with our mission as well. The fuel benefit, what we've seen initially, and hopefully everyone out there is using the fuel benefit or taking advantage of it since we expanded it to 14,000 stores nationwide or gas stations nationwide with our partnership with ExxonMobil. The benefits are material in terms of savings. In this environment, saving 10 cents a gallon, for me, on a average, an F-150 has a gallon, 23-gallon tank in that car. You know, if you're saving 10 cents a gallon, you're filling up the car, once a week, you're saving significant amount of money over the course of a month. That might be $9 right there, in which case the membership, pays for itself on an annualized basis. That's the type of economic value that we can provide to members and to our customers before you even get to all the benefits that we provide related to shipping or delivering our products and groceries or delivering things from the store or from the .com. So it's a screaming deal in many ways. And it couldn't be, the economy right now and the timing for the offering just couldn't be better. I mean, it really is a material impact for our members, and the numbers just pencil out to make it a great deal for them. So we're going to continue to focus on that and bringing more members into the program and adding in more benefits to the program as well. Fuel is a great benefit, but there are other things that we can add. Like, we have a Spotify benefit for the program that we recently launched as well. And we'll continue to look to add benefits to the program that get members excited, but then also attract new members to the program as well.
That's great. So, you know, I think it's probably really clear to all of you, as it has been for me since I've gotten to know Seth. He's really curious. We talked about that. Thinks about customers a lot. Thinks about merchandising a lot, which is really the core of what we do. And when you tie all this together, this is all helping us in any one of these businesses, helping us save people money, and it's helping people live better. And that's what we're here for, save money, live better. So Seth, thanks so much for what you're doing. Welcome to the company.
Yeah, thank you.
6 months. Congrats on all the progress so far. And again, to all associates, just thanks so much for everything you did in the last quarter. It makes a real difference. We'll see you out in the field.